USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The House has passed a bill that would suspend the nation's debt ceiling for 2 years.
Yeas are 314, the nays are 117. The bill is passed.
It still needs to pass in the Democratic-controlled Senate before heading to President Biden's desk. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy applauding the House's passage of that bipartisan debt ceiling bill. The Atlantic hurricane season begins Thursday. It's the entry to wildfire season as well. On Wednesday, President Biden gave assurances about the federal government's commitments to safety.
My Investing in America agenda includes new investments to make our communities stronger, to make our communities more resilient, and we're making the most significant investment ever in combating the climate crisis.
The Atlantic hurricane season lasts until the end of November. A proposed rule aims to make automatic emergency brakes mandatory in all new vehicles.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration believes this could significantly reduce pedestrian crashes and rear-end collisions. Their estimates show it could save 360 lives and prevent 24,000 injuries annually. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg compares this innovation to seatbelts and airbags, expecting a major impact.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Just a couple of weeks after being rained out of a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, former President Donald Trump returns. Supporters were waiting.
We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump!
The former president speaking at a conservative group breakfast Thursday morning, then appearing on a Fox News town hall with Sean Hannity in the evening. Trump will return to Iowa Saturday along with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other 2024 Republican presidential candidates for a fundraiser at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will likely announce his 2024 presidential campaign next week. The Hill reports his team's wrapping up plans. He'll join a growing field of candidates, including now former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Political science professor Dan Cassino thinks Chris Christie will try and win over enough Republicans by being the lone Republican presidential candidate to heavily criticize Donald Trump. Cassino thinks Christie will also demonstrate his ability to work with Democrats.
Chris Christie was very good at getting Democrats to vote with him on controversial issues.
Christie was very popular as New Jersey's governor for a while, but his popularity dropped near the end following Bridgegate and Beachgate.
Correspondent Scott Pringle. Jury selection's officially underway in the trial of the former school resource officer accused of not acting during the 2018 Parkland, Florida school massacre. Judge Martin Fine going through groups of 50 Wednesday.
Can't stay. I have pre-planned travel.
Understood. Then can you stay with us?
Yes, sir.
Welcome, sir.
The day's questioning only focusing on whether the jurors could stay on a case through potentially mid-August. And actor Danny Masterson is guilty of raping two women. Los Angeles jury deliberated for 7 days before deciding the actor's fate. Reporters in the courtroom say the 47-year-old, best known for That 70s Show, sat stone-faced as the verdicts were read. Several people were seen crying. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.